Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
A very important event that takes place each year in Washington, D.C. The March for Life is taking place this weekend, and I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge the important efforts that people like Live Action and many, many others like our friends at the Vitae Foundation are doing to protect the lives of the unborn. Noah, thank you for coming on with us today. It's great to have you here.
Hey, Annie. Thanks for letting me on. This is an important week. The 48th March for Life happening this weekend. And then, of course, the 49th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, a day that everyone should mourn. And hopefully it's the last anniversary where Roe is actually in effect.
Well, you know, no, I wanted to kind of give you the opportunity to set the stage for folks. Everybody, you know, if the issue of abortion comes up in conversation today, people very rapidly run to their corners on the issue and very little discussion is talked about. You know, where are we today on pro-life, pro-choice, pro-abortion measures? I'm going to give you the opportunity to kind of set the stage for us. Where is this country right now on protecting the life of the unborn?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, you know, the country is trending more pro-life, and I think that the key people need to remember is that's because the science is on the side of life. Roe v. Wade was decided almost 50 years ago, like I said, right at the 49th anniversary, 1973. So anyone under 50 has only lived in a country governed by Roe, and Roe is this, unconstitutional, unscientific, illegitimate decision that says women need the opportunity to kill their unborn children to succeed. And we know, A, that's not true, and B, we have such a better understanding. I mean, babies have always been babies inside the womb. People have always intuitively known that. But you got to remember, in 1973, sonograms, ultrasounds, were not even readily available for most women and most patients. Today, that's available for everyone, and that window inside the womb shows us the humanity of this developing child. At Live Action, we've even created a resource called Baby Olivia. You can search that on YouTube or go to our website, liveaction.org. And that's the most realistic animation, a mixture of real ultrasound animation, showing a little baby girl developing from the moment of fertilization, the moment she comes into an existence as a unique human being, all the way up to 9 months. And, things change about her. She gets bigger. She gets the ability to hear and feel pain. But from the very beginning, from that moment of fertilization, she is an American citizen, and she needs to be given her full constitutional rights, including the right to live and be born.
I could not agree more. And, it's something that I become very passionate about when I'm discussing it. And I feel as though that the tenor with which we have the discussion on this issue is what might continue to persuade some of those people on the issue who haven't engaged in the conversation because it just becomes so volatile. Supporting the woman who is in a predicament where maybe there is an unplanned pregnancy and, a lot of people have some very crass suggestions about what she should or shouldn't have done beforehand. But the truth of the matter is, if a woman finds herself with an unplanned and unwanted pregnancy, there is another party that is involved in that decision that does have the ability to abdicate their consequence. And the pro-abortion movement really encourages men to leave their responsibilities and leave the woman with that decision to make completely on her own. I'm curious what Live Action is doing and what we can do as a country that does care about these unborn babies to embrace, obviously, that unborn child, but also the women who are faced with these decisions.
Yeah, you're so right. I mean, just a couple weeks ago, Live Action, we released another video that was actually a satirical video about pro-choice men. And the whole idea was that in so many ways, right, abortion rights are pro-choice men's rights.
Yes.
Because oftentimes when women get abortions, it's because of pressure. Sometimes it's sort of amorphous external pressure. They feel they can't do it. But sometimes, really more often than not, it's direct pressure from a partner or close family member who is telling them, maybe I can't love you if you have this child. You can't live here if you have this child. I won't support you if you have this child. That's a problem that is extremely solvable. First, in ensuring men understand their accountability of fatherhood, of what it means whenever they have a baby, even if it's inside their partner's womb, the responsibility they have to continue caring for their partner, but also start caring about their child. But unfortunately, there's a lot of men who are just, I can say this as a man, there's a lot of bad guys out there. There's a lot of scumbags, because in my opinion, somebody who doesn't want to help take care of their partner or child isn't a very good person. But the pro-life movement, there's over 3,000 pregnancy resource centers in America. And there are so many great ones in the St. Louis area. And something great that the pro-life movement's been doing is so many pregnancy resource centers are adding maternity homes, which are places where pregnant women can literally go to live, like, wow, not just receive, diaper, clothing, and baby food. They can actually live there through the duration of their pregnancy. And in some, they can live there till their baby is 1 or 2 years old, because the pro-life movement isn't just about stopping abortion. And believe me, that's the most important thing, because children are dying every day, and they are children. But it's about supporting families to ensure that they can both attain self-sufficiency, but also enjoy just the amazing joy of having a family. My wife is due to give birth to our first baby this week. That's why I won't be at the March for Life for the first time in a couple of years. And it's an amazing feeling. It's like just feeling the baby move, feeling her kick. She already has a personality that I can discern. It's an amazing thing, and our culture needs to sort of understand the superpower that only women have to create life.
I agree with that. Noah Brandt, the Government Affairs Director at Live Action, talking to us about, as we approach this weekend, when the March for Life will once again take place in Washington, D.C., this important issue. It absolutely is the case. I will say, as somebody who's been pregnant five times, actually, I have four children. It is an incredibly rewarding experience, but it's also it can be incredibly difficult. It's difficult even in the most planned of circumstances. So when it is unplanned, or if the amenities are not lined up for you, or the security is not provided for you, it becomes even more difficult. And for a lot of women, having a baby enter their life is not going to be what stabilizes their life or provides a stable life for that child, which is what many in the pro-choice, pro-abortion community use to advocate for abortion. The argument is literally they'd be better off dead than the life that they could be provided in this circumstance. And I am somebody who wants to see much more advocating for adoption rights and assisting people with adoptions, that's not so cumbersome and so expensive, that people who could provide that life for that child, that maybe, you don't want to remove the ability of that child to live because the circumstances would be so dire, but to place them in the hands and the arms of a loving parent who could care for that child. How are we advocating for that as a country and as a community?
Yeah, it's vital. There's a lot of social research that points out exactly what you're saying, that many women or families who are faced with an unplanned pregnancy may choose abortion over adoption. And part of it is that they actually feel more scared of adoption, because then they know their baby's out there. They might not, there's feelings of what's happening, right? Did I abandon my child? And here's the key. Adoption is the opposite of abandonment. Adoption is such an act of love. And, I think it's important that we don't ever say giving up for adoption. That's not what you're doing. You're making an adoption plan.
Yeah.
You're making a plan for your child that not only is going to save their life if the alternative is abortion, but is often going to provide them a really, really terrific life. And there are so many families who are on the list to adopt, right? Adopting internationally has become so much more challenging over the past few years, and that's only increased the demand for families who might be facing fertility problems or other issues who more than anything want a child. And there is absolutely, like, the destigmatizing, especially just for prospective mothers, destigmatizing the idea of making an adoption plan is truly vital. And here's the thing, pregnancy resource centers, the two things that they'll help you do is they'll either, if you want to, if after the counseling, you say, I don't want an abortion and I think I want to try to parent the child myself, they will give you resources and education to do so. But the second thing they'll do is if you think that this is just not a thing you could do in your life right now of raising the child, then there are so many ways that they can help make an adoption plan for you easier. And here's the deal. Abortion clinics don't do that. When you go into an abortion clinic, you know, the amount of referrals to adoption agencies versus abortion is like 99% to one. They always advocate abortion because that's what makes them money. That's, you know, these abortion centers are profit-making enterprises. And, you know, their main product is killing children. So it's really, really important that we make it clear to women that adoption is an option and that there are so many families that are ready to love their child. And that's it's a gift even that a mother can give to the world of having this baby and then making a great adoption plan for her.
Yeah, 100%. Noah Brandt, thank you so much for the time today. I want to encourage people to go to liveaction.org to learn more about your organization. What's your advice to people who are passionate about this, maybe have never been engaged before? What's the most fruitful way for them to spend their time or their money?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, donating to places like Live Action that are doing education and advocacy, educating yourself. You know, we have a lot of videos on not only positive things like our baby Olivia showing childhood development, but also on abortion procedures to educate yourself on what an abortion is. But there are so many great pregnancy resource centers in St. Louis. I think of Thrive, which is in downtown St. Louis and has other outposts in St. Charles and Florissant. You know, even just once a week or once a month, going down and donating some time, meeting these families, loving on them, showing them that there is care, there is resources, and there is acceptance. That's a lot you can do to build a culture of life.
Yeah. Thank you so much for what you do, Noah. Thank you for the time today and our prayers and our thoughts with you and your wife as she does the most amazing thing that I've experienced in my life as a woman, birthing a child. That's no short task, and our prayers are with you both as you welcome your new kiddo into the world.
Thanks so much, Annie.
Noah Brandt there, who is with Live Action online at liveaction.org, and he is on Twitter at @NoahBrandt_. Go follow him.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.